Baby boy, go crazy.
Justice Wisconsin, the truth. The most requested advocate in the state. 101.7 FM. The movement continues. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Milwaukee, stand up, stand up. It's Tory Lowe, the truth, from one to four. We about that action, so tap in and let's go. We want that justice, we want all the smoke. From Monday through Friday, trying to bring the city hope. Yeah, Tory Lowe, from one to four, Monday through Friday, let's go. We about that action from the block, and we ready, let's go. Tap in, and it ain't no holding back, we ready.
101.7 the truth. Tory Lowe, Tory Lowe Show, live from American Family Insurance Studio at the Avenue. The movement continues. The marathon continues right here on 101.7 The Truth. Hey, thank you for joining me for this third hour. And before we introduce the guests, we got guests in the building, but we got Al. I want Al to get what he got to say before we get too far away from what Al got to say. Al, you're on the new 101.7 The Truth. How you doing, Al?
Oh, I'm doing fine. But my thing is, you can't blame Satan for everything if God created him.
Mm-hmm.
But because if God created him and he bragged to him about genocide on the innocent, he can't be too good neither. The bottom line is if you play too much, sometimes you might get more than you bargained for. And it's going to be tough on both families, but a lot of people always say it's just a car or it's just a house. But keep in mind, it's a car or a house that you didn't pay for, one you didn't work for, one you're not paying insurance premium.
Right.
And keep in mind.
And stopping people from going to work, too, because that's an inconvenience.
Exactly. And here's the thing. Every child that comes in this world is a precious gem. But somewhere down the line, something got off track. So we can't keep blaming Satan for something that probably started at home, because you have a lot of married people and a lot of single mothers who have done right by their children. So we got to stop blaming Satan, because if Satan is always bad, well, God got to be just as bad as too, because he created him and he ain't as good neither. But they always want to blame Satan for something. But y'all don't ever blame God with everything that's going on in this world. And everybody getting their heaven now. He's saying you got to come to his plantation. You got to submit and obey. And where I come from, anything that's about the matter of a convenience is a no-good ninja, from what I see it, because everybody's is valuable. But it's mighty funny for Satan to be so bad. God was the first one bragging to him. And what does that say is about his integrity? Have a good day.
For any of y'all pastors want to call in and counter that, hey, I'm going to leave the lines open for y'all. 833-212-1017. Hey. But we got guests in the building. We got our comedian geniuses right here in the city, in studio. And I'm going to tell you this. B. Jones, Tez, Dre Love is in studio. And look, I'm going to tell you this. I'm excited because y'all got an event coming up.
Yeah.
Yes, sir, we do.
Let That's everybody right. know what's happening in.
What up, man? So, you know, it's comedian Tez. This Friday, we got the Friends of Foe comedy show. It's at the Mill Clothing Company. Show starts at 6, ends at 10. I got myself in the lineup, B. Jones, Dre Love. And we got our boy JJ up top. He's gonna rock the show for us for the first time.
Yeah.
Okay. What should we expect? What are we expecting now?
A show. As we always do, we make sure we want to put on the show best as we can. Like, we don't just out here just selling tickets. Oh, just come. We just going to be messing around. And we very organized, very prompt. And we always give our all every time we step on the stage, no matter where we at, the venue. It can be a living room. It could be an arena.
Hey, look, let me tell y'all something. Y'all have been doing a great job going around, bringing the funny. I'm waiting for y'all to have y'all special.
You know what?
Those are coming.
I need
y'all to have a special.
Those are coming.
Because Dre, I just seen you make a new song, and you did the Marvin Sapp.
Under G, close the doors. Close the doors. Under G, we not finna let nobody leave up out of here.
Oh, wow. And the funny part about the skit was you were saying that It was Marvin Sapp if it was from Milwaukee.
Right, exactly. Like, that's how I imagine Marvin Sapp being. He gonna have some, you know, Cartiers on. He gonna be real shifty, you know. He gonna try to get some money up out of you.
Oh wow.
But it, you know, it's like, I mean, but then I kind of ain't mad at what he said. You know, it's $20 from one person each.
No, I'm angry as hell at what he
but
said.
I don't know.
You
I
don't
mean,
keep me hostage.
Side,
it's $20. I'm sorry.
No. On one side, you look at that. We think about it. We salesmen and whatnot. If we get 10 people to buy $20 tickets, that's what, $2,000?
You're not keeping nobody hostage.
We get the pleasure of them buying those tickets.
Right. We not going to tell you to
close the door and buy these tickets.
Oh, you're going to see this funny.
That sound like as soon as you get rich, here come the lawsuit.
On the real, like, wait a minute.
That sound like they got it on tape already.
But yeah, but on the other hand, it's like, that is wild. Like, just say you're going to close the doors. Now I feel like we in a mafia or something. Like, yeah.
Hey, he said he apologized. He came on the show.
You can't apologize.
Never want to spend it.
You can't apologize and blame everybody else but yourself.
That's
not an apology.
I heard a man say that if he knew that they was going to be locking the doors, he never would have paid it.
Never would have
paid
it.
I said, don't ask me.
I know y'all was locking doors, right? I need to run that dub back for
you. Oh, wow.
I told him, don't ask me. You know, in his song, he said he could have lost it all. I lost it all.
Oh, wow.
I ain't got it.
Well, I'll say this. You know, it's a funny time in our country where a lot of things, a lot of material is out here. And like I said, I'm seeing an explosion of just funny coming out of Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm.
So I appreciate y'all. You
no,
know, because like
we
I
appreciate
said,
you.
Look, when y'all come in and y'all doing things, and it's time for people to start laughing.
Yeah.
I mean, right. I think that many times when we listen to the news, just the other day when I got up, they said a 6-year-old was shot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, 51st and Boulevard over in that area, you know, and I'm like, wow, like, you know,
crazy.
You know, what can we, you know, me in my mind, I'm just wondering why are so many young people dying in our city, but. We got to get to work. I try to be active, but then I look up and see, wow, like, okay, it's like, it's kind of resets me back when I think like, okay, we making certain progresses, but then I see that, okay, we got a lot more work to do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's still work to do.
I think the counter to that is, right, like, I think it's bad everywhere. We look at the bad here because we're from here.
Right.
Of course,
right.
we see these different things, but I really wish we could have a shift because it's like when it's bad, everybody want to come. How can we make this different?
Right.
How can we change this? Right. Then you got guys like us three that's really like pioneering and doing what we need to do within our comedy. And it's hard to get a couple people to come. Just come in the show.
Right.
Just come see the show. But I bet if somebody died at the show, everybody want to come and make a change.
Wow.
And
laugh themselves
and come and see. Yeah. Come and see how can we.
Hey, you see that one person died at the show?
Right now. But really, we've also and the flip side, we also had sold out shows here,
right.
And that don't get talked about though because nobody died.
Yeah.
I said, well, somebody, we gonna have to do
so
something.
So you're saying right. The negative publicity overshines what's positive?
Oh, absolutely. Always. Because always. It's like we know what all terrible go on here, but then as soon as you talk to somebody, they say don't nothing else go on here.
Right. They and say ain't nothing to do with Milwaukee.
We been going on in here for a minute now.
Right. Yeah, absolutely.
I seen one of the things I saw the other day was somebody said they wasn't going to pay to come to our show because they had never seen us do comedy.
Exactly.
And I was just like, it's weird to me that how you expect to see us because we make money for it now. So it's like I don't I guess you just won't ever see it then, my brother.
Hey.
So, how you supposed to find out? Like, what if, imagine somebody said, I'm not going to Kevin Hart's show because I never seen him do comedy.
Right.
But you pay when you saw him do comedy first time, other than, you know, back in the day with the bootlegs, you saw him.
Right.
But
my cousin Pookie.
The whole way, the whole thing about it, you pay
social
to see
media.
Anyways.
Y'all go viral on social media.
Absolutely.
That's true.
At least once a week.
Yeah. So y'all going viral. Y'all, it's not like y'all just out here. Y'all making impacts on people across the country because y'all social media platforms.
Right.
Yeah.
Attract a lot of people, different people from across the country.
Yeah. It's just like the inner city talk though. Like, oh, I'm not going to see them. I'm not going to pay to see them. I've never seen them before.
Right.
That's just weird thinking.
Well, I made a post on April Fool's Day, and said that I was going to be going somewhere else, and I used the picture
of me and B. When we was here,
right. And it didn't even fool y'all.
I was like, yeah, I'm like, we're going to go.
I ain't got
to
say anything.
What'd you say, DJ Bro?
It fooled me too. I just didn't say anything because you've been telling me. You was like, we got some moves in the making.
Right.
I was like, we finna be on.
And then they was just here last week. Right. So it just made so much sense.
I was like, yeah, we a part of it.
I said, I ain't never been there before.
If I put the comedians in a picture.
Yeah.
On April 1st.
Yeah, it's definitely you know what? A big job.
I wasn't believing anything on April 1st. Somebody could say.
I wasn't believing nothing.
My cousin texted me something. You know how you see the preview of the message?
Right.
Yeah.
It said, this person sent you $500.
Oh, yeah.
I
didn't even open it. One, the person that sent it to me is broke. Yes, bro, you broke. So you ain't never sending me $500. Then I'm like, it's April 1st, so you idiot. I'm not opening it.
You ain't going to call me a cheap. Cheap.
Then I opened it, and it was a big, big black message at the bottom. It was like, April Fools.
And that's sad because when people say they're going to pay you back on April 1st, you know it's a joke.
Oh, absolutely. Well, I don't borrow money, y'all. I don't do nothing on April 1st. Nothing. I know I ain't getting it back. That was April Fool. I said I'll pay you back. It was April 1st.
Right.
Well, what is the event again? Let everybody know how they can participate.
Man, yeah.
We got the Friend or Foe comedy show. And because you've never seen us do comedy and you don't want to pay to do it or whatever, I got two tickets. Two tickets right here for free.
Two tickets being given away.
Oh, wow.
Two tickets right here
two
for free.
Two tickets.
So if you've never seen us before, come see us. It's free. It's on us.
And how do they get the tickets from you?
You can inbox myself, B. Jones,
First one to inbox any one of us gets the free ticket. Okay. Get the free ticket.
And they got to search on their own.
Dre Love Comedy.
B. Jones, Sabaka.
No, I say let's have them call up here.
Can we do that? DJ Brother Z?
So you guys are giving away their
tickets? We're giving away the tickets.
Now, when a person call back and say, I ain't getting my tickets to go see the comedy show, who are
they? Because I ain't want
to
pay.
As long as it's y'all giving away the tickets.
It's us giving them away.
Yes, we give them away.
It's for the freesky.
It's for the freesky.
Okay, so then give them a number to call, a text or something.
Well, they can just call us, but they can pick a number.
Oh, okay. So what number? The caller. What number caller?
Well, we ain't going to say.
Caller number one.
Caller number one and two.
Oh, you got two sets?
You got two tickets?
I got two tickets.
We got two.
But, I mean.
Oh, okay.
You know,
so you want one person to get two tickets?
Yeah. So you can bring somebody with you.
Okay,
yeah.
So.
You got to bring. You can't come to your comedy show.
The first caller to call in get to go to the comedy show.
They get to go to the comedy show for free. And it's a quality show.
Yes.
This ain't no BS.
Courtesy of the comedians.
Courtesy of us.
Don't say we ain't do nothing.
Say we ain't gave y'all nothing.
All right. So 833-212-1212.
Who calls?
This is from the comedians. They want y'all to come. So they got two tickets for y'all. Caller number one. Hey. Who do we DJ Brother Z on the line. He on the lines. You can let him come through, DJ Brother Z.
Okay.
Craig, you're on the new 101 7 The Truth. How you doing, Craig?
Man, I'm doing good, brother. How you doing today?
Hey, well.
You were the winner.
What's up?
Craig, and I don't tell him when. Craig, say something funny.
Okay.
Oh, man.
Put me on the spot.
Craig, you from Milwaukee?
Yes, sir. Yep, born and raised here.
Born and raised. Have you always been here?
Yeah, always been here.
So you always paid your taxes?
All my life. Absolutely.
All right, you get the tickets then.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
We still
got homes in the streets and stuff, but you know, your taxes is worth something.
Man.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
But no, we appreciate
you. We pay taxes, but we still got these potholes, man.
Right.
In a river on Capitol.
And it's a river on Capitol, so the void there. They ain't even made no bridge for it yet.
That's right. Well, make sure you have your scuba gear.
But no, we got these free tickets, man. We got some quality comedy. It's this Friday. You can get in contact with any one of us through social media. It's Comedian Tez,
B. Jones,
Dre Love Comedy.
So you just search up any one of those, inbox us, and we'll get in contact with you so you can we can give you these tickets.
All right, cool. Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Absolutely.
All right, man. Appreciate you. Keep paying your taxes, bro.
Keep paying your taxes.
Keep paying them taxes.
Well, look, we're going to run the break. And when we come back, I got a story I got to address because there was a man that had an interview, but he left his kids at the McDonald's Playland.
Yeah.
And went to the interview. I want to get y'all opinion on this.
Let's get it.
Mm-hmm. Hey, look, when we come back, Truth Nation, we'll have more conversations they locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
Don't touch that dial. The Tory Lowe Show will be right back. on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. More of the Tory Lowe Show is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Really whack, two blocks make them do a backflip.
Let's go.
We the ones really eat fast. Caught a body 23, that was last year. Play with us and they're dying out.
Let's go.
Big Jake ringing up, trying to buy me out.
Let's go.
Playboy out of town, trying to fly him out.
Oh.
And we share him, ain't no falling out. Big money in it deep, he would fancy with tea.
1017 The Truth, Tory Lowe, Tory Lowe Show. DJ Brother Z on the ones and twos. Look, we got the comedians in the building. We got Tez, we got B. Jones, we got Dre Love in studio. Hey, look, I got to go down to Georgia. We got to go to Georgia right quick, where a Georgia man was arrested after leaving three children alone at McDonald's while attending a nearby job interview. And that's a lot. A lot of people are talking about this. We got video if you're watching this. We got to pull it up still. But this happened March 22nd, and the witness reported seeing 24-year-old Chris Lewis at the McDonald's. And he left his kids. They were ages 1, 6, and 10. Apparently, at 4:30 p.m., the witnesses told police Lewis left the restaurant and returned briefly, then left again. This was one of those things where I say, did he have any other options? He was trying to get to the interview. He had his kids. A tough situation.
Man, I think in that situation, dog, like it's like you said, it's a loaded situation because it's so many different angles, right? You don't know like who he had help or whatever. All you can do is like answer this question as far as like what you could have done. Your life is way different than his.
Exactly.
But the overall, like just out of took him with me.
Yeah. Me too.
I took with me, and I think sometimes in life, bro, you're going to go through things and things happen, and you got to break that wall and just got to show up in your real skin. Like, hey, I know it's not normal to show up to an interview with your kids, but this is my life, and I'm just trying to make it better. Can we still do this interview? I stick them in a corner or somewhere, or is it something? And that man, that human is going to tell you yes or no.
I mean, because that's real life situation.
Absolutely.
First. Exactly. First.
And I know they train you sometimes to be professional.
Absolutely.
But I was watching Will Smith movie, mm-hmm. The Pursuit of Happiness.
That's my favorite movie, bro. Mm-hmm.
When he came into the interview because he's painting, it's a real life situation, and they respected him.
Facts.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because most people come in polished up.
Absolutely.
And, you know, and looking presentable, but when he connected with the real life situation, he got the job.
Absolutely. And it's just because, like I said, when you go to any interview, right, like you almost not even showing up as you.
Right.
You dress up, you put your best on, you show up as a highlight of yourself. So which is the representative side of you. So you're not showing up in real life. You're trying to show up the most shiniest as you can so you can get whatever it is you can get out this deal.
Yeah. Right.
So the fact that real life happened and you show up, a lot do go out the window. Was like,
that's true.
How strong of a candidate is this guy? He shows up with his kids. Is he I don't care what he don't know.
That's determination for me.
I teach him how to do this job.
Hey, right. Hey, with the especially with the negative stereotypes.
Absolutely.
Out here, that fathers don't.
Absolutely.
Deal with their children like that.
Absolutely.
I'll say this. I wonder what kind of relationships did he have to where he didn't have nobody to really
That's
know.
What I'm trying to figure out.
See, they only say you can go as far as the top five people
mm-hmm.
you allow in your life. Your top five. And so when you don't know that, you know, and then you get to a point where you do need somebody,
mm-hmm.
are you using your relationship skills to make those connections with the strongest top five people you can? Or you're going to end up like this in a situation where he felt that, okay, I can leave my kids here, go to this interview, check on them, and then try to keep up with this interview. To me, I think that he was in a situation where was his closest people? Where was his network?
I think sometimes as men, you go on, he's 24, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I think in his generation is all self.
Yeah.
It's all self. Bunch. Yeah. So it's like you don't really know to make those connections to like how I made these connections with B. Jones and Dre Love to where like these are my boys right. to the point to where something happened with me. Hey, can I dump? Hey, can Trey go over your crib or
right.
can you grab them for me? They can. Right. They'll do that. And I know that it's best to build those relationships, especially when you stand for everything for your own family.
Right.
So it's best to have these other relationships. Most men, these young guys that go through this stuff, they think it's all about them. And right. as men, period, you think you go on this journey to where, well, I just got to be a man and I figure it out and I just got to do this to where he's not really thinking like, let me call Uncle Joe to see if I can drop the kids off.
Where's the mother? The mama?
Maybe it was his time. I mean, man,
listen,
I mean,
bro. Listen, when you share your time, when you share your kids with somebody,
and that depends on how they co-parent.
They like, oh well, it's your responsibility. You deal with it or whatever. It's really just you. And if you don't have that network and you didn't make those relationships, then you really don't have nothing. Then you leaving your kids there. There's nobody around you to say, hey, that's an uneducated.
Move
that you finna make.
Yeah. Well, they said that he told the police he doesn't own a car. He told police he left his children behind because he didn't want them to walk back to his home as he went to the interview. I don't know. He just seems like he was trying to handle it
the best way possible.
The best way in his mind.
Yeah.
But it backfired on him because now he's being charged with deprivation of a child.
Yep.
And I see that Antonio Brown, the former NFL football player, has started a GoFundMe for him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think all men, I think everybody should get behind it and get involved in it.
They should.
Just because, especially fathers, bro. Like, I think so much, we've lived this life and we've seen so much of the mom. Like, fathers real life go through stuff with children, bro.
Right.
Yeah.
You have real life situations, and then as men, you just looked at it like, well, pick yourself up. Get yourself together.
Right.
It's like, bro,
you got yourself
it.
Up by
it's
yourself.
Like,
shake
bro, it off. Hold on. I got these kids on me. I got all, like, can I get one hand up?
Just one.
And it's like, nah, be a man. Leave your kids at McDonald's and go to jail and be a felon and do all this other stuff.
Never
now.
Been like that for us.
It's crazy.
A ban on the internet says never leave your kids alone in public. Curly Q says, then who will watch the children while he works if he gets the job?
I agree.
Not Really a City Girl says, the kid's mother came to pick the kids up right after the cops were called.
That was probably her most happy day.
Yeah, she's probably
I told you about it.
Like, listen, bro. Like, some dude, it gets terrible.
It could get deep, though.
It gets terrible, dog. It gets terrible.
I tell people, my biggest problem as an advocate is family turmoil.
Mm-hmm.
Like the stuff that was going on before the tragic incident happened.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't know that. As an advocate, I'm getting there. I'm trying to, you know, we finna do this. We got to do that. And that family turmoil, I run into it, and it's terrible.
It's terrible.
Because they ain't been talking to each other. They ain't getting along well.
Yeah.
You know, they probably didn't cuss each other out over, you know, through text messages or whatever. Mm-hmm. Then when that tragedy strike, everybody got to call a timeout on all the extra and try to get something done. And sometimes that's difficult.
Very. Because especially in this aspect, because I guarantee it wasn't a timeout. It was I just showed up and saved the day for my children because you wasn't worth anything.
Oh, wow. Right.
Take them to jail. Whole time. And from his point of view, from his point of view, he just trying to get ahead in a sense.
Right. Right. He's just trying to do whatever possible.
So you can stop calling me a bum. That's what you want to call me anyway, right?
Right.
You a bum, you got no job or nothing. Then I'm trying to get a job. Now,
everything crumbles, including me. And then I'm left behind because I'm a man. Nobody's going to pick this man up. Exactly. Nobody.
So now with this being said, now that he's being charged with this, he probably can't have no contact with the kids.
Yeah, now he's painted on paper as something that he's truly not. The man was a father when he caught these charges. He made an uneducated decision, and it being a father, and then now it's all stripped away. And now he probably got all these things, all child neglect, all type of things on his name that they brand because child neglect is terrible. Exactly. I know people that's neglected their children and deserve everything they got.
Right.
But now he goes with that person.
Well, Antonio Brown, the wide receiver, former wide receiver of the Pittsburgh Steelers, says, the story caught me by surprise a dad just trying to find a way to make money for his family. I know he shouldn't just leave his kids, but some people don't have the means for babysitting, etc.
All right, like daycare is not just super duper and super duper cheap.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? People got to pay $600,
$700
a
month or a week.
They said Antonio Brown donated $1,000 to the GoFundMe to kick it off.
Right. You know what's funny? Funny story, right? I feel like, and I talk about this in my comedy too, funny story about my, I think everybody have like a terrible parenting moment, right? Some, it happens early. It happened with me early on when I first had Trey. Like, it was a fresh baby. Finally had him to myself. He was in the car seat. He's a car seat baby. I went to go pick my brother up from school and forgot that I had this baby in the car seat in the car with me. So I go into school. I get my brother. I come back out. The police is behind my car. Well, I was prepared to walk away from the car and the baby. I don't care what they're doing.
Oh, wow.
I don't care what they got going on. I don't know who they left that baby. I was going to be gone. I was going to be El Cortez in Mexico after that. but I say that to say, like, that happened. The police wasn't behind my car for nothing either.
Right.
They just so happened to be right there at the time. But I got in the car and I'm like, dang, I had a baby. I forgot. He was like, 2 months. I'm like, oh, I had a kid. I forgot.
Oh, wow.
But that was my bad parenting moment. And it was like, okay, I need to get my things together. I leave a baby in the car. I was in the school for like 2 minutes.
Right.
But the fact that I came out and the police was already behind the car, I thought I was going to jail. I thought it was going down already.
Well, they said that the GoFundMe currently has raised over $28,000.
In
the first
needed.
5 hours.
That's good.
And man's so, needed. That's going to help.
Like I said,
now.
That's going
to help
legally.
With his legal fees and whatever
sure.
he's
and all that.
I feel like if he get a good lawyer, he'll be fine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He get a good lawyer, he'll be fine.
Ain't never probably.
Just because,
hey,
just because I feel like
you
they
give
bring,
a public defender $1,000, he might do the job.
A public
for you.
Defender. I don't trust
he trying to. He trying to get a. You going to end up with a new charge because of him. He gonna get the dude that just got out of school. You got a new charge just because he's your lawyer.
I'm telling you, like, look, man.
All right. Well, before y'all get off, before we go to break, I want to ask y'all the question of the day. Okay. All right. The question of the day is: how has social media impacted your relationships?
As far as
just
with people,
you know, just social media relationships, dating.
Dating.
We all in relationships.
Well,
no,
early on, it was an issue. Like with people dealing with people. And
right.
It's so crazy.
Oh, yeah. Well,
and I say that because it's so crazy. Dealing with people early on with social media, it was a struggle. But now, like, being a married man, it's just like,
right.
it's completely simple now.
Because you're married.
It's completely simple now.
But, you know, people get into it.
For sure.
People scrolling all day and night, you know, finding attention outside of
definitely
things
that.
Like that.
Yeah. I say honestly, for me, it like impacting wise, like I know it's a positive impact. You know, I'm able to get my message out whenever I can, and you know, always try to get the funny to people. But also,
nigga, you said relationships.
But also, can I get to my point?
He said, damn. I don't want to talk about my relationship.
Hey, come on here for all of this.
Nah, but as far as my relationship, like, nah, it's pretty simple, like the same.
On the G is simple.
On the G, folks. It can be simple for you, too.
Like, first, like, the relationship I'm in now, like, just being out in public and I get them random people or women that come up to me and I have to literally explain to her, like, I don't know her, bro. I literally just met her the same time you just met her.
Oh, wow.
Right. So it's like, you know, bro, I swear, I went into a Skybox some years ago. A girl literally just hopped right on top of me, like hopped on top. I said, bro, and my arms like this, like, bro, do y'all not see this?
Oh, wow.
But it's something you got to get used to, bro.
She love her
bop. It's something you get used to. And also,
She wanted to be hubba.
Also, when you date somebody that's also of the scene and know how social media works and know the attention that you receive, it becomes much easier. Which is how it was with my wife. Yeah. When I had, like, the girlfriends I had, they wasn't, like,
they weren't doing
in
nothing.
This light and they wasn't doing nothing. So they didn't understand the random attention or, like, this person saw me from... I don't know who this is.
Right.
And a lot of it is because it'd be pretty women. Mm-hmm. That'd be a lot of the problems.
Oh, wow.
It's pretty women.
Yeah, like, I keep looking straight.
Like, now,
yeah.
Like, because now I'm the crush. Like, you know, like, we was growing up as kids, we had that girls that was crushes, that was celebrities. Like, right. I ain't gonna never meet them. I got people who I ain't never gonna meet that I'm gonna crush to.
Yeah.
So they be salty, like, oh, so since when you get a girlfriend? Like, I don't know, you live in San Diego.
Oh, wow.
You live in San Diego. Like,
you live in
South Africa. I don't know you. I've never met you.
Well, give me the information on how people can participate in the upcoming event.
Man, most definitely you can be able to follow either one of us. You can be able to call 414-518-8829. I mean, 514-8829, yes. 414-514-8829. That is the number.
That's his little flip phone he got.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
On the trapper.
That's the food stamp phone. Yeah.
That's the one. He got a necklace on it and everything.
On the rear.
Leaking phone.
That's the 2008 phone.
Well, I appreciate y'all for coming on the show.
We appreciate you, man.
Look, keep bringing the funny.
Absolutely.
Every time.
Anytime y'all got something to do.
We got tickets for you, too.
Hey, look, I'm in the building.
All right.
You already know.
Bet.
All right. Thank y'all for coming on the show.
Right on.
When we come back, we'll be joined by advocate and author Elizabeth Brown. Truth Nation. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
The Tory Lowe Show returns after this on 1017 The Truth, The Truth App, and 1017thetruth.com. This is The Tory Lowe Show on 1017 The Truth, The Truth App, and 1017thetruth.com.
Yeah. Put your phone down, down. Babe, look at me when I made up. Babe, look at me when I made up. Hey, put your phone down, down, down. Baby, you can do that later. Baby, you can do that later. Listen.
Truth Nation, if you're looking for a new school or kindergarten through 8th grade student, for your kindergarten through 8th grade student, I have the right place for you. Have you heard of Milwaukee College Prep? For nearly three decades, MCP has been removing unfair barriers for children in Milwaukee. At MCP, they support the entire child. They offer pre-K, mental health services, nutritional support, intervention services, and after-school programs. This in addition to our character-first approach to learning. And most importantly, your child will receive a high-quality education, as every MCP campus earned a 4-star rating, exceeding expectations on the 2023-24 DPI report cards. Set up a time to visit Milwaukee College Prep. All you got to do is visit MilwaukeeCollegePrep.com to set up your visit today. Hey, look, get a high-quality education for your child. Hey, it's sounding powerful now what they're doing over there. Make sure you set up your visit once again at MilwaukeeCollegePrep.com. Joining me on the lines is advocate and author Elizabeth Brown. How you doing, Queen?
Salute, King. All is well. Welcome back.
Hey, look, let me tell you something. We had a powerful conversation today, and I want to start out with this. Susan Crawford is the Supreme Court judge. She won the election.
Absolutely. Salute.
And you had a situation where you was dealing with during the election that they ran out of ballots.
Absolutely, which is unheard of. You know, again, the election commission, I mean, the people, especially, we said it on the Tory Lowe Show, how, you know, the person that Cavalier Johnson chose to put over it, that the people who she was overseeing said that she was incompetent from the jump. You know what I'm saying? Like, so it just, it was full circle for me. How, you know, everybody talked down on how people ain't coming out, and then when they come out, this happens. You know what I'm saying? Like, where is, instead of being reactionary, what happened to being proactive? You know what I'm saying? But it just shows the failures, especially in the city of Milwaukee, and the incompetence of not only our mayor, but the people that he chooses to put in place in these spaces that don't have no results of being able to do the job that he hiring them for. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And yesterday was a clear example that the person that he put in place, again, somebody need to lose their job.
And the record numbers, too. I think that When I saw her, she was trying to say that they wasn't prepared for the record numbers.
That's your job, to be prepared. Hey.
It was high stakes. It was definitely high stakes. Well, salute to Susan Crawford. Also, I want to get your opinion on the question of the day. How has social media impacted relationships?
It has a lot. It's big. Social media has impacted not only girlfriend and boyfriend relationship, family relationships. It mm-hmm. has impacted, you know, individuals who have lost loved ones and wasn't able to get the proper information before it was live on Facebook. Family relationships, right. because people go on social media to vent. You know what I'm saying? Again, it has made a major impact, but especially on the propaganda on black relationships and how you have all of these individuals with these podcasts speaking about, you know, the rivalry that they push, the agenda rivalry against the black man and the black woman, and all the ignorance right. that come along with the individuals who's speaking about the relationships with black men and black women, and the majority of them who's speaking about it, not even in the damn relationship.
They single.
To begin with, and on top of that, not in a relationship with a black woman or a black man. You talking to you in a relationship with a whole nother race. You know what I'm saying? And hey. You sitting up here, you know, pushing these narratives. Again, it's an agenda, and that's the reality. I was just talking to a group of young lady and men over the weekend who is breaking up due to, you know, social media.
Oh, wow.
On what they posting and who's liking whose picture and why they not posting them. And you know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, it's a real thing, especially for the generations that came up under Generation X.
Right.
You know, because they live and die on social media. And it's a major issue. And if we don't, you know, have these real life conversations, because like I was telling them, when your relationship depends on what somebody posts, you ain't gonna ever be in a relationship.
That's why I said now relationships is content. People getting into relationships to make content.
Absolutely, and that's the sad reality of that is the content that they making is ignorance.
Mm.
You know, when you see people again, it's the dopamine, the likes that you get. Like I said, you know, young women having to strip all the way down the used to be video vixens is now IG models. You know what I'm saying? Like,
wow.
And
I thought they was the OnlyFans. They didn't went to OnlyFans.
And that too. Again, but see, OnlyFans though, the thing about OnlyFans is you have to pay to get that. Like
right.
the dopamine that comes with IG and Facebook is the hearts and people being able to slide in your DMs. But the reality attention. Of that is, you know, the hypersexuality that you have to portray to get those likes. And like right. I said, even for me, the things that I'm seeing these women have to do and they only get 5 likes, meaning that, you know, it's burnt up. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like you butt naked and you twerking and only 5 people liked it anyway. So again, it just shows the negative side of this, because when you have somebody who didn't strip themselves down and have belittled themselves and only got 5 likes, it's traumatizing to their self-esteem. You know, even though your self-esteem have to be somewhat kind of low to even go there, but to have only 5 people like it after you done went there is a sad reality that we're doing something wrong. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I'll say this, you know, we played the computer love. I said Charlie Wilson. Actually, I forgot to mention Charlie Wilson was on the computer love song too. With Ralph. But I'll say this, you know, back then they was talking about it, but it's happening right now. People addicted to what's on the screen.
Absolutely. They have lawsuits right now, especially for our children, you know, what they call tablet babies. You know, tablet and
iPad
phone,
babies,
you know,
yeah.
and not even knowing. Yes. And not even knowing, you know, that all of the screen time, the blue screen, like what that's doing to us, you know, health wise and all of these other things. It's like right now we really have to make sure that we paying attention to everything that's transpiring, because again, everything that we doing, we need to learn what moderation is, because too much of anything is bad for us. But this social media and relationship thing is egregious, because like I said, the narrative that's being pushed by individuals who, one, don't have no results in what it is that they talking about, that they consider themselves professional. And it just goes to show that if you don't stand for something, that it's, you're easily misled with whatever everybody's saying. So, well, look, I mean, it's a pivotal time to pay attention.
Well, look, when we come back, I want to get your opinion on this Georgia father who was arrested for leaving his young children at McDonald's to go to an interview, Elizabeth Brown. When we come back, Truth Nation, we'll have more conversation. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
You are listening to The Tory Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
.7 The Truth, Tory Lowe, Tory Lowe Show. Joining me on the lines, advocate author Elizabeth Brown. Elizabeth Brown, a Georgia man was arrested after leaving his three young children at the McDonald's to go to an interview. And one of the former NFL wide receivers, Antonio Brown, started a GoFundMe for him where they've raised $28,000 to try to help this man out. But it seems like he had nowhere else to turn as a father trying to get a job.
And, you know, again, you know, this is it's really pathetic that he had nowhere to turn to. When you think about how many illegals came here and was able to buy houses and, you know, eat and, you know, have shelter. I thought that's what we pay our taxes for. So Americans that need help like this, I mean, we really need to look in the mirror, because this is the sad reality. This is a black man. First of all, you know, he only 24 years old. Okay, let's put that out, that he's a 24 year old young adult. Okay, he ain't even 25. His brain ain't even all the way developed right now, who left his 1-year-old, 6-year-old, and 10-year-old at the playground at McDonald's, which again, you know, speaks volumes, because this is a 24-year-old man who has three children who trying to do the best he can. And they stated that the mother pulled up to get the kids. But my question is, you know, why she couldn't watch the babies. But this is why we as a community have to go beyond, above and beyond what we right now call community. Because he should have been able to reach out to a neighbor or somebody, because he's trying to do better. Because as a stranger, you know what I'm saying? Like, I would have took his babies in for him to go get that job. I'm one of the individuals that will help you help yourself. But we have to really look at ourselves in the mirror in 2025, that he can be arrested for trying to do what's best for his children, when you have individuals. Because we were dealing with something, you know, over this week about, you know, a young lady in CPS, you know, who are doing the right things and still being reprimanded for doing the right things, because the Children's Hospital, allegedly Children's Hospital, CPS, are triple dipping, because they're an adoption agency as well. You know what I'm saying? And these children produce thousands of dollars when they take him from their natural home and given to complete strangers. The strangers are able to get $5,000 per child, and that's only if the child don't have any ailments. If they have ailments, they are worth more money when they on medication and need doctor's appointments. You'll give a complete stranger $5,000 to take somebody's child, and you wouldn't get the biological mother, father, $500 to help them keep their children. We got to ask what the real questions are. This is disgusting, because now he's in jail. You're going to charge him with a felony to keep him from getting a good job. 24 years old. It's absolutely disgusting.
And he probably can't see his kids because.
Come on, man.
They said that he was harming them. Right.
And this is disgusting. Absolutely disgusting. In America, we should be ashamed.
All right. Hey, look, Elizabeth Brown, as usual, we got a lot of work to do. And I appreciate you for being on the front lines as usual. Hey.
Salute, King.
All right. Well, I'll talk to you soon. All right, DJ Brother Z.
All right, Queen. All right, Taylor from What the Fuck. Green don't always mean go blue.
Salute, King.
All right, look. Keep your head on a swivel. Green don't always mean go. And look both ways before you cross the streets. Join me tomorrow for another powerful conversation. I love you. Dr. Ken Harris up next. Don't let nobody play me. If you are my homeboy, you never have to pay me. Go on and put your hands up. When times is hard, you stand up. Oh, you be the man, cause a brand that the fans trust. So even if they ban us, they'll never slow my plan.